Hello guys, one of my customer come with this Xbox Series X, said it's not coming on. Already checked if the power supply is not good. Okay, I already ordered for the power supply, new one online. Okay, I'm coming to replace the new power supply on it. If you watch my video, you like my video, please subscribe to my channel and share the video so you can see more video like this. Okay, this is the Xbox Series X. I'm coming to replace the power supply. Okay, this is the power supply. I'm coming to replace the new one. Okay, the first thing you have to do, you have to open this slit tape here. You have to remove this series number. You have to very be careful, you don't spoil it, because this is the series number and the serial number, everything is there, and the model number. So you have to find something a bit sharp like a blade. Just open it, because there's a screw here you need to take out, another screw is here also you need to take out. So you just put it inside like this. Okay, try to ace this one up. Open it slowly, you don't spoil it. Okay, you take out this one screw from here. Put one side and take out this one also. There's another screw inside there. Put one side. Okay, now you need to take out the cover. Start opening the cover from down here, because here is a clip up here. So open down here and open it this way, slide it out. Okay, now this is the power supply this side, so you need to take out many things here to take out this power supply. So you have to remove everything here. Okay, so you take out the screws first, all the screw, take out this big screw, so I can remove the processor fan. Okay, make sure you take out all the screw, other screw is here. Okay, and disconnect this cable, goes to the processor fan and slide it up, take it out. Okay, open this one also, this is the CD-ROM side. Take out this screw. Okay, there's another screw you need to take out at the back here, I'll show you how to open it. Okay. Now you need to remove this connector first. Remove these two connectors. You have to take them out. The clip is inside. Okay, you have to squeeze the clip inside a bit. Inside there, squeeze it and take it out. Also, this one also the same thing. There's a clip inside. Just squeeze it. Squeeze the clip and you pull it. Take it out. Okay. Take out these two connectors. Okay. Now you need to open this down here. You have to open this one, this the stand. Okay, there's a clip here you need to ace up. There's a clip inside this side here. There's a clip here, just ace the clip up and turn it. Okay, see that I'm doing it, just ace the clip like this and turn this one. Take out the stand. Okay, there's another screw that you need to take out. You can see the screws there. You have to take out all the screw here. So many screws. Make sure you remove all the screw down here. Okay. Take out all the screw here. Don't leave any screw. Because you need to remove everything there. Slide them up. Take out the screws. After I take out all the screws, just leave only one screw for this side, this corner here. This one, leave its own screw. Okay. Then you take out this one. Okay, remove this cover. Okay, then disconnect this cable, goes to the CD-ROM side, disconnect this two connector here. Okay, and take out the CD-ROM. Okay, now you need to pull the whole board with the power supply. Pull it one side, just ace it up like this, slide it. Okay, now you need to, after you need to clean it a bit, all this one can cause damage to the power supply. Clean it a bit. Okay, so you change the power supply first. So many screws you need to take out from this side also, so many screws. Okay, so you take out this rubber first. This rubber have a clip here, just take out this clip, pull it right down, very easy to fix back. Okay, Now you need to take out all the screws. So many screws. Make sure you remove all the screws. You need to disconnect this one. You have to remove all the screws. You have to remove everything here, okay? We take out this card. This is a Wi-Fi card. Just take it out. You have three screws here. Take out these three screws. Make sure you all the place when you remove the screw. Make sure you remember the places, because some of the screw is not the same. Okay, after you take out the three screws, just ace it up. You have a clip here, ace it up and disconnect the clip. Okay. Then you need to take out this other screw here. So many screws. All the screws are not the same, so make sure any screw you remove, you know where you remove it, okay? Remove the socket, goes to the power supply, okay? Remove this one. Okay, and open the clip. This one is clip. Just open it like this. It's hard, but open it firstly. Okay, take out the cable. I need to remove this panel on top. Take out all the screw. So many screw, okay? You can see all the screw is not the same, but it's very easy for you to fix them back. Okay? When you put the screw, you see that the screw is too long, you just remove it there and put the short one. If you put the short one, see that the short one is too short, then you remove and put the long one. Very easy for you to know where to put them back. Okay? Take out all the screw right round. Okay? Make sure you remove all the screw right round. After I take out all the screw from this side, okay, take out this small panel here first. Put it one side. Okay, then you take out this big one. Okay, put it one side. Okay, then disconnect the power supply cable, goes to the motherboard. Okay, it has a clip this side. Make sure you squeeze the clip and you ace the cable up. Okay, squeeze the clip. Okay, ace the cable up like this. Then you open the clip, this one, open this one firstly and take out the cable like this, okay? There's another one here also, small one goes to the power supply also, just open it and just set it up like this, okay? Now you need to take out this four screw here to take out the power supply, okay? Take out this four screw. You can see all the screw is not the same, but it's very easy for you to fix back. Okay, when you fix the screw, you see that the screw is too long, make sure you remove it and put the short one. If you see that the short one is too short, then make sure you remove it and put the long one. Very easy, okay? So many screws you need to take out. At least you don't forget where you take out all the screws, okay? After you take out the screw, then you remove the power supply. This is the power supply, okay? Now you need to fix the new one, okay? Just put it back straight, exactly like I take the other one. Okay, to rest properly, very nice. Okay, don't worry, fix back this small cable here. Then fix this other cable, goes to the motherboard. Make sure you fix it very nice, okay? Make sure you rest properly. Okay, then you close this rubber. Okay. Then replace back the four screw you take out. You can see this side is for three sides long and this one is short. So replace them first. This one all is Allen key. Make sure you get required tools to open it. Okay. Then put back this panel. Make sure this cable is out here. Put this one screw also here to the power supply here. Okay, put back this panel you take out. Start to replace all the screw back you take out, okay? You can see the middle layer also, the screw is different. White one. So you replace all the screw, you take out back, okay? Don't leave any screw. After you replace all the screw, okay? Make sure you fix this cover back. Fix this power supply adapter here, this cable. It's very nice. Okay, then you close it. Okay, squeeze very hard. Okay, then you replace also the screw you take out. Okay, as you can see, the screw, some is long, some is short. It's very easy for you to know where the screw is because the one on the board on this side is a smooth thread. Okay, the one at the cover, after you fix everything, that one is a rough thread. Very simple to know. Okay. And when you put the screw, you see that this one is too long. Take out and put the long one there. Very simple for you to know because there are so many screws, so you don't do any mistakes. Okay. Don't force to put the long screw to the short screw so you don't spoil the motherboard. Okay. Make sure you replace all the screws at the correct place. Okay. After you place all the screw there, everything fixed, then you fix back this Wi-Fi card. I have a slot here, make sure your slots go inside properly inside there. Very nice like this. Okay, then you replace back the three screw you take out from there. As you can see, its own screw also is different. The head is big, so very easy for you to know also. Replace all the screw, very nice. Okay, very nice one. Okay, after you replace all the screw, before you fix the board inside the casing, make sure you clean it a bit, remove all the dust. Okay, now you need to fix the board inside. Make sure you use all the cable up and just slide it in exactly like you take it. Just slide it in very nice. Make sure you sit properly. Fix it. Make sure you calm down and rest properly inside. Okay. And you place this. Okay. Place the green screw first inside here. On the stand here. You can get the right position. Okay, just replace this green screw, the three green screw first. 1, 2, 3, replace them. Okay. Now fix back the CD-ROM inside. Just slide it inside, fix back the connector. Okay, put back the cover here. See the cover have a clip, the CD-ROM needs to come inside these two clips inside. So make sure when you put them, shake it like this. Very nice inside. Make sure you rest properly, okay? You have a clip there also. Make sure you have to make the clip rest inside properly before you put the screw. Okay? Like this. Now you rest already. Now you replace the one black screw here. Very nice. Place this other screw here. Okay. Then you put back the processor fan. Slide it inside. Very nice like this. Okay. You place back its own screw. Don't forget to put the big screw here. Okay, and fix all the connectors you take out. Easy. This one to just push it inside. Very nice. Also, this one also, you see. Make sure you get the right position inside. You just slide it inside, okay? Put it straight. Slide it in. Okay, rest inside. Very nice, okay? Then put back the cover. Slide the cover in from the top here. Close it. Okay. You can fix the stand. The stand, you just put it straight and you turn it. Just make sure you go inside there, like this. And just turn it. Very easy. Okay. Then replace the two screw you take out. Okay. And you fix the power cable and test it. Press the power button. As you can see, it's on. The power button is on. Everything is good. Power supply is good. Everything is nice. That means it's okay.